In the Giants' amazing Super Bowl season of 1986, they would simply dominate their NFC East rivals, the Washington Redskins. In their first meeting at Giants Stadium, Phil Simms would lead a balanced attack.
Simms, touchdown to Bobby Johnson.
And Joe Morris would explode with 181 yards rushing and two touchdowns.
And this is Joe Morris. Morris is gone.
In Week 14, the Giants would travel to the friendly confines of RFK Stadium.
This is my favorite spot in the NFL, playing in Washington. Because we knew we were getting ready to walk in that dugout, and all those fans would be hanging over, and they were awesome. And one day I'm walking down that dugout, Parcells looked at me and goes, "You ready?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm ready, Coach." And he goes, "You know, Simms, they hate us so much here, they like us." And I went, "Gotcha." Made sense to me.
And Simms would certainly find his comfort zone on the road, throwing three touchdowns on the day. As fate would have it, the two teams would meet up for a third time in the NFC Championship, with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
That was our fiercest rival, and that was the team that knew us best, and we knew them best.
We respected them the most, they respected us the most, and we loved playing against them.
It was going to be physical, and it was going to be a battle.
And with 40-mile-per-hour winds blowing through Giants Stadium, Bill Parcells made perhaps his best coaching decision before the game had even begun.
Bill came up to us right before, and he said, if we win this coin toss, I'm putting the defense out there first.
We'll take the win!
He wanted to get off to a start, so he took the win. You know, who has the courage to do that in a championship game? Not many people.
We knew what to expect. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cold. But it's in our home. And it's with our fans. And you don't get much better than that.
The Giants won the toss and they're kicking off. And the Lakers' kick goes way, way out of the end zone.
And, of course, the elements were so much a factor that day and wound up being a tremendous advantage for us. Our ability to do things in the elements that Washington just couldn't do. We drove the ball into a 35 or 40 mile an hour wind for a touchdown.
Back to throw, and get a man open, and it's Lionel Manuel, touchdown Giants.
That touchdown drive into the wind was the difference in the game because it took all the time off the clock for them to have the wind advantage.
With their aerial attack rounded by the ferocious winds, the Redskins were forced to rely on their running game, and the results were as miserable as the weather.
The Redskins have to run the ball to be successful. There's no way they're running the ball consistently and getting two first downs in a row. They just weren't going to do it.
The defense held the Redskins to 40 yards rushing, while Joe Morris racked up 89 yards and scored the game's final touchdown.
You know, Parcells had talked to me about the fact that we're going to have to run the ball and run the ball effectively. He said, look, gear it up.
Morris is going to score.
And while Washington's punts just fluttered in the wind,
a 27-yard punt. It started off looking like a good kick. The wind took it and just fluttered down.
Sean Landetta averaged 42 yards per kick in some of the worst weather Giants Stadium has ever seen.
Here's Landetta's punt. That's a great punt against the wind. And the Giants are going to down it inside the five. Great punt by Landetta. 46 yards, was in the air for 5 seconds.
Landetta has a career game kicking the ball into the wind. We get field position. They can't run on us. If we were still playing that game to this day, 25 years later, they still would not score a touchdown.
So the Redskins will be going for it here on fourth.
The fans are going to get up into it now, and they're going to make it tough for Schrader. Schrader handoff, and Rodgers is stopped.
As the clock was winding down, the one thought in my mind was, come a long way from 1976 when we first opened Giants Stadium, and these same fans are cheering us now because we've turned this ship around, and we had a dominant year, and this really was a gift for the Giant fans.
When you win the championship, you know you're going to the Super Bowl. It's the greatest feeling in sports.